foot and mouth as well as mad cow disease is hitting the meat industry in Europe, and consumers there are changing long-standing eating habits. NPR Sarah Chase reports now from Paris on how haute cuisine, a pillar of French culture, is adjusting.
Les Jumeaux is a small, elegant restaurant on a narrow street leading north from the Bastille. On the chalkboard menu are such delicacies as scallops with a split pea puree and pink grapefruit juice. That's one of the jumeaux, or twins, who run the place, Chef Carl Vandenveld, putting in his morning order for veal chops, nice thick ones. Then he steps into the tiny kitchen to prepare lunch. He says the beef scare has died down now, but it does still affect his menu. I don't do beef at the moment, he says. And organ meats out. I used to do a lot, like kidneys with warm beets. That a restaurant like this should stop serving beef, even temporarily, is an event in France. The stuff of study for food sociologist Claude Fischler.
Beef is absolutely central to the French diet. It's the core food.
So France may be on the verge of a major transformation. But are the food scares turning the country vegetarian? Hardly. Les Jumeaux have included generous helpings of interesting vegetables with their dishes, at their own risk. If I write cauliflower on the menu, Carl notes, people won't order the dish. He says, if I give people potatoes, rice, or tagliatelle, they love it. If I want to sell something, all I have to do is put mashed potatoes with it. If I put endives, it's all over. And the more stars a restaurant has, the fewer vegetables, Carl adds. As of January, there's an exception to that rule. Alain Passard's three-star restaurant, L'Arpège, is down the street from the National Assembly. A black-clad waiter announces a succulent warm chestnut fondant, frothy in its delicate china cup. Passard has dropped a bomb on French cuisine. He took meat off his menu, 30 years of roast lamb and fowl out the window. Passard insists his move was personal, born of the traumatic revelation that he was bored, that French cooking is in a rut. He says, everyone cooks more or less the same way. From one three-star to the next, everyone's doing the same thing with the same ingredients. Now, with vegetables, he says, he feels resurrected. He's got a new language, and he's the only one speaking it. In fact, Passard's derring do and the recent meat scares are part of a deeper phenomenon, according to sociologist Fischler, a phenomenon that includes major shifts in the French population over the past 20 years.
We have a post-industrial society. We have people who work in the services. We have women that have joined the workforce massively in the 80s. So we have white collars. We have people working, sitting behind desks all day. And their values, their likes and dislikes, their ideals, their models, their norms for food are entirely different.
Still, change comes slowly to a country that considers itself the bastion of culinary excellence. Toward the end of the lunch service at Passard's restaurant, meaning around 4 p.m., friends start calling to each other across the room. Soon tables are pushed together and a rollicking argument is on over Passard's iconoclastic new menu. The chef listens, eating slices of Corsican cheese with fig jam. He's needled by the owner of a fish restaurant who came to dine.
Est-ce que les gens qui ont mangé ces légumes nouveaux ont été heureux pour le prix qu'ils ont payé? Non.
The man wonders, are these people who ate these vegetables happy for the price they paid? No, he insists. Something is missing. Note, this man doesn't think anything is missing at his own restaurant, where fish is served bare on the plate. Passard, son of a clothing designer and a musician, sees himself as an artist and is finding vegetables a richer medium than meat and potatoes. But his more traditional colleagues accuse him of staging a media stunt to cash in on the meat scare. And yet, even in beef-shy France, few are following suit. At this neighborhood bistro, Le Baromètre, the mustachioed chef valiantly puts broccoli on the menu. Most of it ends up in the garbage bin. If I went all veggie, he says, I wouldn't last a week. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Paris.